We're not going to wait and react. As I said in the statement, the president's going to be very proactive with protecting this country. We're not going to wait till we get attacked and figure out how we can make sure it doesn't happen again. He's going to do everything in his power to stop every threat that we face in this country and every potential threat. And that's the key point in this. How do we get ahead of threats? How do we keep America ahead of the curve when it comes to people who want to do us harm? And that's what the president's done, is he's made sure that every way possible we get down the path of securing this country, putting America's safety and security first and foremost, bar none. All of the enforcement and action regarding the executive order is in place, and it still remains right now. And we feel pretty confident that if there's any problems, we'll prevail. This is a national security issue. These seven countries were derived from what the Obama administration had deemed as needing further travel restriction. We followed through on that, and as we continue to go through this 90-day process review, we're going to make sure that we put a system in place that extreme vets, these people who are coming into our country that potentially could do us harm, plain and simple.